SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Ying Si Xu's family is on the brink of being torn apart. Born in Myanmar, she was restricted from having a Chinese name, despite her ethnic Chinese background. Ms. Xu later moved to Taiwan and became a citizen before adopting her current Chinese name. That was 2 years after first making a trip to Australia as a fruit picker. She later returned to Australia, met her husband Ben, and had 3 children. But her lawyer, Gordon Chang, says Mrs. Xu now faces deportation because of a form she completed in 2012.
New passport and the old passport have different names. And she has made a very big misjudgment in her life. She forgot to fill in the form that she previously came to Australia as well. And that is a crucial part because later the Home Affairs say that when you come back to Australia in 2014, you did not declare that you did come to Australia before.
If Ms. Xu is deported back to Taiwan, she faces a 3-year waiting process for a new Australian visa, and there's no guarantee her application would be successful after it's submitted. For her eldest son, Mrs. Xu says the news has been particularly hard. Without certainty over what will happen next, she says she doesn't always know how to answer his questions.
Well, I can say my mom stayed with me and I don't need to change school. I don't need to change, lost my friend. He just told me like that, but I don't know how to answer. I say, if we really know how to try, what can I do?
Ying Si's husband, Ben Cox, told SBS News, without the necessary language skills, he and his children would struggle to adjust to life in Taiwan.
Because I don't even know where to start with speaking Mandarin. And then find a job over there. It would take us months, maybe years, before we can even get anywhere. Plus we got a house mortgage we're paying off.
An online petition launched by Murray Bridge locals asking for Ying Si to remain in the community has surpassed 3,000 signatures. A separate legal petition by Mrs. Chu's lawyer is being submitted to Immigration Minister Tony Burke, calling on him to intervene. The Home Affairs Department told SBS News they don't comment on individual cases, but all non-citizens must satisfy migration legislation and rules. Sydney Lang, SBS News.